Right here in the Bay Area, I went through the 89 earthquake from afar. I was 21, had just moved to Berkeley, and was on BART heading to visit a friend at Stanford. The train stopped underground. The driver announced that we'd had reports of an earthquake. Other passengers and I looked at each other, raising our eyebrows as if to say, huh? I thought to myself, do they have reports that an earthquake is coming? Can they tell that? The operator said we'd have to get out at the next station. We edged forward to MacArthur, and I lined up to use a payphone. First, I left a message for my friend saying I wouldn't be making it. Later, I learned that she was hiding under her biolab bench at the time. Then I called my landlady and asked if she'd heard about the earthquake. Well, yeah, the chimney fell down, she said. Oh. The line behind me was growing longer. I wanted to ask her to pick me up, but didn't. Downstairs, the bus for Berkeley had already left. I ended up catching a ride from a stranger. Then I walked to a store near my house for ice cream. I asked the clerk if he'd felt the earthquake. Well, yeah, he said. Stuff fell off the shelves. Oh. Back in my room, I watched grainy images of destruction on my tiny TV while eating a whole pint of ice cream. My phone didn't ring. Why weren't my parents calling me from Boston? Later that night, I called and found out that they hadn't been able to call in. Oh. In many ways, I was lucky not to feel the earthquake, but if there's any experience that knits a far-reaching community together and reminds us of our interdependence, it's a crisis. So if we have to go through hard times, isn't it better to actually feel them? I know that any future earthquake will affect me very differently. I'll have people to call and people to look out for. I have earthquake supplies for my daughter, my partner, and I, plus a few others. We'll make sure to check on our 90-year-old neighbor right away. Whatever happens, we'll get through it together. With a perspective, I'm Isabel White.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.